Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Monday, Grateful Monday, yes indeed, April 6th, year 2000. And 15, and what a marvelous day we had here in the DMV weather-wise. Temperatures high as 73 degrees. I'm telling you, what a beautiful day it was, and I just had a good time. Yes, indeed, I had a good time out in this weather on today. Got a lot of things done. I didn't need my coat or jacket. Well, I'm coming off a busy weekend, Passover weekend, and I'm telling you what a time we had over the weekend. Had wonderful fellowship with Righteous Branch, a Seventh-day Church there in Southeast Washington, Bishop Jesse Billingsley. And I'm telling you, it was a wonderful service, good music, and you're talking about a feast. They had a feast that I'm telling you, that the table was spread and the feast was going on. As a matter of fact, I'm a bass player, Brother Jesse Billingsley III. He put a hurting on some smoked turkey wings. wonderful fellowship, yes, indeed, wonderful fellowship. And then on Sunday, there at Jabbok Ministries, service was just awesome. That second service, I must say, it was so powerful. We didn't get out of church until around 3:30, okay? Service started at 11 o'clock. Normally, we out at 1, so you know what happened, right? I'm telling you, it was awesome up in there. Baby blessings, communion Sundays, and the land on hands, blessing of the congregation. I'm telling you, it was wonderful, wonderful. Well, anyway, I hope you had a great time over the past weekend. Now it's time to get back into the grind, right? Well, let's get this program started. You know how we do it. Go on your social networks, telephones, cell phones, and let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on the air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspirational music. I'm telling you. Well, I do have to make this quick announcement, and yes, I do have to make this announcement. And of course, you know, we've been in the past 3 weeks, a lot of our spiritual leaders has been leaving here, you know, and well, I'm sorry that I have to announce another one, and I'm telling you, this is kind of rough, but just to know that all is going on. But anyway, the passing of Chief Apostle William Lee Bonner of the Cool JC organization, Church of Our Lord Jesus Christ, went home to be with the Lord. Yes, he went from labor to reward, and well, he's hanging on the balance for reward. You know how I feel about that. And the time is coming, and God is going to reward every man according to his work. And this man had a powerful ministry, a powerful work that was going on 1921 to 2015. I believe he was 93 years of age, and I'm telling you, he preached all the way to the end. Yes, he did. He preached all the way to the end. So we're going to have some announcements with the celebration for this week. From what I understand, Detroit, he's going to lie there and stay in Solomon's Temple Monday, April the 20th. And the reason it's taking so long is because, of course, this organization is from all over the world. You have a lot of powerful leaders, so they're going to need some time. It's not an insurance problem, trust me. But they need some time to get everybody and the program together. This man was known all over the world, and he was the head of a very powerful organization. And so on Monday, April the 20th, he will lie in state there at Solomon's Temple there in Detroit, Michigan on East 7 Mile Road, 2341 East 7 Mile Road in Detroit, Michigan. And on Tuesday, the Celebration of Life service will be there at the Solomon's Temple at 6 p.m. Now, on Thursday, April the 23rd, he would then travel to New York to his other church there in New York at the Greater Refuge Temple, 2081 Adam Clayton Powell, Jr. Boulevard, New York, New York. And there he will lie and stay from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And at 6 p.m., also on the 23rd, the Pastoral Celebration of Life celebration for the Honorable William Lee Bonner, Apostle Bonner. And on Friday, April the 24th, there will be at 6 p.m. International Church of Our Lord Jesus Christ Homegoing Celebration. It's going to be held at the Greater Refuge Temple there at Adam Clayton Powell. They're having the two night services, Thursday night, the Celebration of Life, the Pastoral Celebration, and then on Friday they're going to have the International. In other words, the Pastoral Celebration is going to consist of the five churches that he pastored outside of the whole organization. He pastored the five church, which is the New York Church, the Detroit Church, the Washington, D.C. Church, the Columbia, South Carolina Church, and the Jackson, Mississippi Church. And those churches are going to have the Celebration of Life on Thursday, April the 23rd. Then on Friday, they're going to have another Celebration of Life service for the public and for all others, you know, who wants to attend. And on Saturday, the procession to the final interment begins at the Greater Refuge Temple to the burial site, and that's going to be Saturday, April the 25th at 10 a.m. For more information, please, you can go to go to my Facebook page, and it's posted there. Just go to my wall, and you'll find all of the information. Just go to Harold Sutton on Facebook, and you'll see all of the information. And once again, we salute the Chief Apostle William L. Bonner. Job well done. He fought all the way to the end, 93 years. And he was in ministry for about 70 years, from to my understanding. And I'm telling you, this has been a tremendous 3 to 4 weeks. But anyway, okay, let's get this program started. But I have to announce that I really have to, you know, pay tribute to this man of God. As a matter of fact, he was the father, spiritual father of our dearly beloved Apostle Bishop C.L. Long, who just recently passed, and his life celebration was last week, last Tuesday. This is his spiritual father, okay? And this has just been overwhelming, but God is good, right? Well, anyway, let's get this program started. Getting us started tonight, I just feel like this song right now, Hold Me, Thomas Whitfield. And because in times like this, sometimes you just need God just to hold you, because sometimes we just don't understand. We just don't understand. You're listening to, I can really say late night inspiration, but this is late night inspiration, right? You're listening to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Hold me when I fear my every fall. Hold me when my heart is getting cold. Hold me when I just don't know. Till I am secure again. I wanna rest in you. Now I'm standing on the world. To remember that you have set me.
hard to exemplify your work. Even I call you great, and there's nobody greater. But sometimes I just should call upon your name. In your name there is safety and security. And whosoever calls on you can be saved. Oh God, your name has so much strength. Your name alone is strong.
That concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, and He placed His love on me, and I will trust.
Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton. Hello, I'm Harold Sutton, and here's a golden nugget moment just for you. Having God in your life doesn't exempt you from life circumstances. Having God in your life help carry you through life circumstances, with you coming out in perfect peace. You see, because having God there in your life, it makes a difference. When the storms of life are raging, God will keep your mind in perfect peace. Just a golden moment, just for you. Be blessed.
Let's Thank you. let's hear it again. Do you believe in miracles?
Do
you believe that God is able?
Tonight our spoken word will be on the subject matter on the second gift that was given to mankind, the second greatest gift. The first, of course, we know is when Jesus was sacrificed his life, when God gave his son to sacrifice his life for our sins. And the second was when God breathed on man and gave man his spirit that it may comfort him, that it may lead him, that it may guide him. And I'm talking about the gift of the Holy Ghost as it was spoken of in the book of Acts. Now, if you would start around the act of the first chapter, just read the first chapter on to the second chapter, it would kind of give you more, a full view of what how this came about. But I want to start at chapter number 2, Acts number 2, the 38th verse, when Peter exalted these words to the listeners, to the followers who was listening to him speak this word. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, some of you may say, well, what is the Holy Ghost? And a lot of time, you know, we go to church and there's been a misconception of this fallacy about the Holy Ghost is that, you know, this is a thing where you go and see folks speaking in tongues and folks jumping and running around and shouting and things like that. Well, I'm sorry to tell some of you that is not the Holy Ghost. You know, that is an emotional outburst from some folks, how they feel at that particular time. But the Bible tells us explicitly, let us know what the Holy Ghost is, the comforter. And as you will read further in the chapters, you will find out that God said, look, I'm going to send you a comforter, and this comforter is going to lead you and it's going to guide you to all the truth. This is God being with us. God said, look, I'm not going to be with you on, he told his disciples, look, I got to go to my Father, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you without my presence. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, and it's going to lead you and it's going to guide you into all the truth. And my brothers and my sisters, the Holy Ghost is not for you to sit up there and check out what other people are doing and prophesy on them and to right their wrong. That's not what the Holy Ghost is for. The Holy Ghost is for you. The Bible said it's to lead and guide you. So you need to take care of yourself. Let it speak to you. Let it build you. Let it build your character. Okay, that's what it's all for. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. And it is not an emotional feeling. It's the Word of God coming alive in you. Once you apply the Word of God, when you accept the Lord Jesus, His Word, His teachings, and when you apply His Word to your life, then you become the living Word. God will then speak to you, to your spirit man, and He will tell you what to do in any situation that you may find yourself in. So our word for the day is, hey, simply repent and be baptized. Shall a man continue in sin that grace may abide? No, God forbid. That's Romans 6. You know, a lot of us say, well, I'm in grace and I'm not perfect. Stop that lie. Yes, we're not perfect, but we can live a life that's pleasing unto God. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Whom God called, He qualified. All you have to do is make up your mind. The thing it is your will is in the way. You got to get your will out the way and allow God's will to be done in your life. Once you submit to Him, once you submit to the Word of God and say, yes, Lord, yes, I will, and you become the living Word. Don't tell me you can't. I've seen it done. Don't tell me nobody can't live holy. What is holy? Set apart. Yeah, you can be set apart. All you have to do is have a made up mind. Say, Lord, I live to please you. That's what it's all about. So that's our spoken word for today. Tell a neighbor, say, look, you know, forget the confession. You confess with the Lord Jesus in your mouth, you shall be saved. No. The Bible say you shall be, look, if you maintain God's word, if you live the life that you're supposed to live until the last breath leaves your body, then, oh my God, then you're good. Okay? Now, if you happen to slip in the meantime, yes, he making a way for us to escape. Yes, He will forgive us of our sins, but His expectation is to hold you accountable, okay? Because God, He is holy. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. And what is being holy? Holy, just treat your brother right. Treat your brother and your sisters right. Have an integrity. Have an honor, okay? You know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and treating your brothers and sisters the way you want to be treated. Is that good? Well, I hope this word bless your life. Let's take it a day at a time, and let's just just deal with us. Let's look at the man in the mirror and say, what is that I need to improve on? And allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. Let the Holy, you say you born again? Okay, then let God's word minister to your life. If you know you have an issue in your life, then look towards heaven and say, God, you got to fix this thing, okay? Don't stay in the way you are saying, well, I'm not perfect. You know, grace is here. Grace is only a temporary reprieve, the thing that, until you can get your act together. I thank God for grace. Yes, I do. I do. I thank God for grace. But I have enough sense to know that I just can't live by grace. No, I can't live by grace. I have to be obedient to God's word in my life. Well, that's the spoken word for today. May it bless your heart. For God's word, they are pure and they are true. And in them you will find the answer for you. God bless. Until the next time. You're listening to the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton. Tick tock, tick tock, the clock on the wall is saying our time is up. Hope you enjoyed this program on tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home. You're listening to the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton.